Human beings and human lives can get to a point where they are so broken that you can assume that they can never be used at all, and that someone is really so far gone, so messed up, that that is pretty well over, even though they're still alive. And, you know, it's actually when people get to that point that then God uses them. Now, in Ezekiel 15, you've got a case of this, where God talks about Israel as a useless vine branch which has been burnt. And he says that, do you use a branch of a vine for anything much when it's even strong? Not really, because it's very brittle and it can't really be trusted with a lot of weight, let alone when it's been burnt. And yet the point is that God revived them. That is the whole point. The same with Jeremiah and his linen girdle that he takes and buries by the Euphrates. Well, that buried linen girdle was marred, it was destroyed, and yet, severely damaged, and yet God says, I'll bring it back, I'll use it. It's like Ezekiel's dry bones. Can these bones live again? No, they can't. Okay, but the Spirit blows into them and revives them, and they stand on their feet a great army. And it's like the smashed bottle. Jeremiah is told that the people are like a piece of pottery that has been made by the potter, and then it is smashed into little pieces and it looks hopeless. Now, smashed pieces of pottery were called potsherds. And Jeremiah 19, verse 2, he's told, go to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is later to be Gehenna, which is by the entry of the gate Harsith. Now, Harsith, in the Good News Bible, it's described as the potsherd gate. And indeed, Harsith means potsherd. So there was a gate called the potsherd gate, and it's in the valley of the son of Hinnom, Gehenna, the place of condemnation, which becomes the lead sort of metaphor the Lord uses for the place of condemnation. So there, at the gate Harsith, at the potsherd gate, with all the fragments of broken pottery projects that hadn't worked out, strewn all over the place, there Jeremiah is told, proclaim there the words that I shall tell you. Then you shall break the bottle in the sight of the men who go with you, and shall tell them, thus says Yahweh of armies, even so will I break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel. Now, that language is used by the Lord in Revelation 2, verse 26, about breaking into shivers as the vessel of a potter. It's used about condemnation at the last day. So these people are condemned. And it says in verse 11, so I will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, that it cannot be made whole again. The piece of pottery is broken into these shards, and it's a smashed piece of pottery that really can never be put back together. But let's think about this phrase, made whole again. It can't be made whole again, certainly not by a man with a bit of glue walking around trying to find all the shards and glue them back together again. Certainly not. It can't be made whole again. Well, where else does this phrase occur? Isaiah 53, verse 5. By his stripes, the stripes on the back of Jesus, his whipping, his lashing, pulling his flesh out of his spine, by his stripes, we, Israel, condemned Israel, are healed, are made whole. It can't be made whole again, Jeremiah had said, but by his stripes, it is made whole. And so this was the rhetorical question of Jeremiah in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 13, talking about Zion. Who can heal you? It's the same word. Who can make you whole again? As he looked at the ruins of the temple, the ruins of Jerusalem, the carcasses of the dead bodies, and the people going off into captivity, Who can heal you? Who can make you whole again? But it's a rhetorical question. They can't be made whole again. No, not humanly. But this is the whole point, that through the suffering servant, they will be made whole again. And this, as I say, is the great paradox of the dry bones vision. Can these dry bones live? No, they can't. Okay? God's spirit comes into it, and the dry bones come together and stand on their feet. Flesh comes upon them, and the spirit gives them life. So, humanly impossible situations can be revived. Even those who've sinned and, as it were, taken condemnation in this life and are, as it were, potsherds in the valley of Gehenna, the valley of the son of Hinnom, ultimately know when Jesus comes back, condemnation is real. But whilst there's life, there's hope. So even if people have sinned like Peter sinned in this life, he denied his Lord, he goes out and weeps bitterly in the darkness, the very language of condemnation, yet he was saved. So don't give up, neither on yourself nor on anybody else. Don't consider that, she's just gone too far. He was interested, but, you know, he's just gone so far. God can do amazing things. God can revive the spiritually dead. This is the power of his spirit. Now, there's no other way it's going to happen. The dead bones of Israel in exile, the marred girdle that was there in Euphrates and in exile, as it were, that was marred, it was ruined. The piece of pottery had been smashed into little pieces. It cannot be made whole again, but by his stripes, through the power of the cross and the Spirit, amazing, absolute revival is really possible.